Sad news now. Filmmaker and screenwriter Nora Ephron has passed away. She left a legacy of romantic comedy classics like Sleepless in Seattle and When Harry Met Sally. She redefined the genre, maybe even invented it.
Here to talk with us about the rise and maybe the fall of the romantic comedy is Scott Beggs. He's managing editor of Film School Rejects. Hello, Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Tell us what Nora Ephron did to pioneer the rom-com genre.
You know, it's interesting to view her as a pioneer because a lot of her story elements in both the writing and her directing come from classics. Sleepless in Seattle uses An Affair to Remember as a reference point. Mm-hmm. You've Got Mail is a remake of the great Margaret Sullivan, Jimmy Stewart film, The Shop Around the Corner.
It's kind of a remake of Sleepless in Seattle, actually, when you think about
Yeah, kind of. There's a lot of classic tropes involved in what she was doing. But what surprised everyone about When Harry Met Sally was how frank it was, especially about sex. And I think because of that, and because of the way that she twisted kind of classic romantic comedy ideas, the impact that Ephron had as a pioneer in the modern era of romantic comedies was simply recapturing the old magic of seeing two complex people who we as an audience desperately want to see fall in love.
Do you think that she would have liked what the romantic comedy became? I mean, there are a lot of good ones out there, but there's also Gigli and, you know, a number of others that probably aren't quite as proud moments for film.
You know, I'm not sure. And I haven't seen her speak on the subject at all, but she was pretty famously direct and famously caustic. She's a very funny woman. And I know that she valued storytelling and very humane characters. So I think that there are a lot of examples of romantic comedies out there born from her tradition that she probably would not have been a big fan of.
Yeah, in this age of, you know, four movies a year with Reese Witherspoon and Sarah Jessica Parker, what has happened to the romantic comedy?
A couple of things. I think part of it is that there are just so many that are made now that it's harder to find the diamonds in the rough, but they're there. I think from the 70s through the 90s, there were something like 60 major romantic comedies made. And then from the 2000s on, in just 12 years, we've seen something like 250. So it's a larger pot. But you've also got movies like Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist or Forgetting Sarah Marshall, Love Actually, Going the Distance. These are all good examples of the genre. And there are others, of course, but there's also just a much larger list of hollow-feeling movies that have all of the right elements there, all of the formulas there, but they don't have the characters or the heart.
What did you learn from her?
I think that I learned from her what I gained from her films is what most people did, that there should be a focus on creating and crafting interesting characters that find that balance between who we are and who we wish we could be. And I think that's what made a lot of her movies infinitely rewatchable.
Scott Beggs is the managing editor of Film School Rejects. Very good to talk with you, Scott. Thank you.
It's my pleasure.